All right, Max Volin. Man, I didn't even notice you DNF the second moto late. Bummer, dude. You would have been like fifth or sixth overall.
Yeah, huge bummer. You know, I rode good all day. You know, we did some bike changes, and especially for that second moto, man, the thing was working good. I felt good. I felt strong, and I was riding solid. And, yeah, I was. It was unfortunate. Just a fuel line broke, and just bike ran out of fuel with two to go. And
it wasn't even something you could, like, nurse home, right?
No, I was trying. I was rolling the jumps, trying to be easy on the throttle, but she just quit on me. But, yeah, I rode great.
By jet there early, like, yeah, you were riding really well.
Yeah, first moto I got off to a great start, and I put in a heater for the first two laps, and I was all over Cooper even, and first moto was great. I kind of fell back a little bit, and yeah, I felt after the first moto I felt pretty burnt, but like I don't know what happened for the second moto. I recovered fast, and I felt solid, strong, and we just did a little bit of change on the bike, and the bike was spot on. It was perfect. So, you know, there's a lot of goods to take from today, but. Yep. But overall, it does suck to lose it right at the end like that.
Yeah, I bet, right? But I was going to ask you about the temperature. So, yeah, it was hot one today for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially last weekend, I struggled a little bit, and it would have been a great rebound. But, yeah, with the heat, I do better in the colder conditions. So the heat's been really tough for me, but I think I really managed it well today. And I was surprised how strong it was for that second moto.
What do you think of this place?
Dude, the track is sick. It's fun. Big jumps. You know, get a nice breather, some cool sections. I really like that that back jump section. You know, you can kind of hop over some stuff, like some more technical stuff and stuff like that really suits me well. So
we were talking about you on one of my shows this week, and you're in Florida. We talked to your dad last week, and I was like, oh, Baker's Factory's wearing them down already because of Buds. But no, man, you're good.
Actually it did. Unadilla, you know, I made some big improvements just working there, and coming into Unadilla, it really paid off.
Yep.
But then, you know, I was pretty motivated and wanted to work hard, and I think I way overworked myself during the weekend, and I was recovering from Wednesday going into the race, and I was beat on Saturday last weekend. So, yeah, we really managed that better, really took a little bit more time off, focused more on recovery this last weekend, and it was paying off again. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man. Yeah, it's. I didn't even know your bike broke. That's why before I did this, I figured you were fifth or sixth overall. I guess, like you said, at the end, it's got to be positives for you. You're a rookie, and you know everyone kind of saw you up front.
Yeah, exactly. I ran up front first moto early, and I was running top five that second moto, so I was up front. You know, people see me today, and for being a rookie, I feel like I've done better than quite a few rookies in the past years.
Yeah, I agree. All right, man. Well, bummer for that, but good job. Thanks.
Thank you.